Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang dhammang sanghang namasami. Okay, welcome everybody. So let's sit with our spine nice and straight. And relax our shoulders down, close our eyes. And check if you have any tense muscles in your body. Is there anything that could be relaxed? Get comfortable. There are some muscles we will need to sit up straight, of course. Those ones don't relax. And let's bring our attention to the breath. And have an awareness of whether we are breathing in or out. Can you feel your entire breath? Right from the insides of your nostrils, right down to your lower belly, to your diaphragm. Can you feel it as one big natural breath? If you pull your shoulders back a little bit, it'll open your chest a little more, so it's easier to breathe. Big breaths. Can you kind of crunch your shoulder blades together a little bit? That opens up the chest. And all we need to know is whether we are breathing in or out. We only need to know that we are breathing. It's just a way to stay in the present moment. It's a way of grounding us in our bodies. The more we can ground ourselves in our bodies, the less we will be distracted by thoughts. Thoughts of the past, thoughts of the future. by grounding in the present, that will save us from being carried away by the thoughts. So having started with this mindfulness that we are breathing, I like to extend mindfulness to include my entire body, the breath inside the entire body. This is a further grounding in the present, grounding in our body. Can you explore your body for any areas that are kind of numb and hard to feel, like there's just no feeling there? Perhaps if you find one of these blank areas, just let your attention dwell there patiently. There is something to be felt there, I assure you. You might just need to be patient for a while. And you can listen to what those nerves are telling you about that area. The nerves are there, you just have to listen. Once you can feel those blank areas, good. It might be something pleasant feeling when you find it, or neutral feeling, or maybe even unpleasant somehow. But the main point here is just that you can feel something, as opposed to numbness where you can't feel anything. So we're just waking up to feeling our entire body, grounding ourselves in the present. One of the areas I always check is the entire back surface of my body. Back of my head, back of my neck, back of my shoulders, back of my torso. The entire back surface. Back of my legs, even back of my ankles and the bottoms of my feet. That whole back surface. If we spend too much time on our phones, it can kind of unbalance our attention away from that back surface because we're focused on the phone. we're focused kind of in front of us a little too much. So this is a counterbalancing practice that we're doing. We're going to practice being in our real body, not out in the internet. So we're hoping to find a sense of comfort in the present. Comfortable with the breath. Comfort with the body. Maybe there's something unpleasant that we have discovered. Something hurts. Or something just doesn't feel right. But can we be okay with that? Can we be at peace anyway? Now, to keep the practice interesting, I like to extend awareness to also include the 3D space around me. If you're enjoying the breath and the body just how it is, then stay with that. But if you're finding that kind of boring, well, maybe include the space as well. Our breath and our body are still there in the middle of the space. Those are kind of like an anchoring in the middle of all the space, a grounding. An awareness of what's in front of you in this space, but also every direction, to the sides, above and below you, and even behind you. It should be in all directions. Now, how much space should you be aware of? I'll leave that up to you to play with. For some people, maybe 10, 20, 30 meters is suitable. Other people, much more space than that is suitable. important thing we're trying to find is a sense of peace. It doesn't really matter how much space. But when you find that right amount, you'll know it because you feel good, you feel peaceful. If you like, you can also add an awareness of sound. But there's kind of a trick to doing this. Don't be aware of individual sounds, like a bird here and a car there. But rather be aware of all sound. All the sounds are overlapping all at the same time. It's just all sound, not sounds individually. It's just one continuous experience, one flow of sound, where you're not picking things out of the sound. If you add these extra things to be aware of, don't forget your breath and your body in the center of it all. That's the grounding. Without that grounding, it can be easy to go floating off into thoughts. Your body has a position in this space, a location. Feel the both of them together. So there's a balance to find here where we have some flexibility as to how much we're going to be aware of breath, body, space, or even sound. But if we keep changing it too often, how much we choose to be aware of, that can be a bit counterproductive. Our minds don't really settle into kind of a peaceful groove. But if we don't experiment enough, that's been my experience anyway, then we don't really find the suitable, enjoyable amount to be aware of. So not too little experimentation, but not too much either. With just how ambitious this object of meditation will be, what we're going to include in it. If you try to include too much, you probably won't be able to hold it. It'll be too much. If you include too little, it'll probably get boring. Your mind will start wandering. Or maybe you'll get tired. The yardstick of quality is, can we stay in the present and even enjoy it without being carried away by distracting thoughts? Okay, so let's open our eyes and bring it to a conclusion. With the aspirations here. Let us now invite our departed relatives, friends, and all beings to rejoice in the merit we have made. Let us recite together. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita huntu nyatayo. Idang no nyatinang hotu sukita huntu nyatayo. Idang wo nyatinang hotu sukita huntu nyatayo. Eta wata cha amhehi sambhatang punya sampadang. Sabbe satta anumodantu. Sabba sampatti siddhiya. Let us make an aspiration for Nibbana. Please repeat after me. Idang me punyang asawakaya wahang hotu. Idang me punyang nibbana sa pachayo hotu.